Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Now joined by Mitch Sherman, TheAthletic.com. Everybody today in college athletics, all of a sudden, Trev Alberts is on his way to Texas A&M. Mitch, I saw your tweet. We put it up about how people are all but flabbergasted. Did this come out of completely nowhere?
Pretty much out of nowhere, yeah, I would say. Trev's been the job that he's done at Nebraska, I think, has put him in a place where it's not surprising to see his name come up. It is surprising, though, to hear him mentioned in this way. I want to emphasize that it's not a done deal.
Right.
And we'll see. He certainly is expected to take this job, or has been expected as of early in the day. And, I honestly thought we would hear something finalized by now. That's generally the way these things work. So everyone, at least in Lincoln, just as much, I would say, in College Station, is on pins and needles, waiting for the smoke to emerge that this is done. And, there's certainly some who are holding out hope around the Nebraska program that he could reconsider. So we'll see. But yeah, it was undoubtedly a surprise. And I would say horrendous timing for Nebraska.
Well, I know that they're transitioning the president too, and now an AD. So what does this mean for the football program moving forward and the support they were getting from a former football player as the AD, and they didn't even know who the next candidate could be.
Right. Yeah, you're right about the president, and it's been ongoing for 7 months since Ted Carter, who was instrumental in bringing Matt Rhule to Nebraska in 2022, announced his departure for Ohio State. And Carter's now the president of Ohio State. Incidentally, he gave Trev Alberts an extension and a raise on the way out the door this last fall. And then hired Ross Bjork from Texas A&M to create the opening that Trev Alberts is now set to fill. Again, if this happens, it's not done. But from a football perspective at Nebraska, this would be troubling because of Alberts' great understanding for what football needs to succeed, because of the progress that has been made in a year and a half almost with Matt Rhule in charge. And because of the fact that Matt Rhule put a lot of trust in Ted Carter and Trev Alberts when he decided to coach in 2023. As you recall, he could have sat and collected all the money that he received last year from Nebraska. He could have just collected it from the Carolina Panthers and looked for whatever job he wanted, whether it was to enter the 24 season or whenever he felt the time was right. But he put a lot of trust in Trev Alberts and Ted Carter. They were the two people who convinced him that the stars were aligned for him to come and to turn around Nebraska football. And if Carter's gone, and if in fact Alberts is gone, that leaves Matt Rhule among those three. So that's uncomfortable for that would be uncomfortable for him, and I think it would be uncomfortable for Nebraska at large.
Mitch, and I asked this question respectfully about Trev Alberts. I truly don't know, and I imagine there's a lot of A&M fans who are scrambling right now to try it and find out more information as well. But what makes, in your opinion, and based on what you know about the successes and whatnot about Trev Alberts, what makes him a ideal candidate for Texas A&M?
Well, he's a great communicator. People remember him from his days on TV after his short-lived NFL career. He was at CNN and ESPN. As a college football analyst, and you know, Trev can moderate and run his own press conference, and you know that's a skill, the communication skill. I think that it has been important for him at Nebraska to get his messages across to the fan base. Now it was a willing audience. You know, clearly he was well known around the state of Nebraska because of his playing days, and you know he was very visible in the state of Nebraska even before he took over as the AD. He was the AD at a smaller school in Omaha, Division I school, but certainly smaller than Nebraska. And there's a lot of backstory there. He cut the football program there. Mm-hmm. Very, very controversial at times, his stay in Omaha. But once he got to Lincoln, he was the native son, or, you know, close to the native son. Trev is actually from Iowa, but, was viewed as a Nebraskan because of his time, spending so much time in the state of Nebraska as a player and as an administrator. And, personality is such that he just connects with people. You know, he did good work in bringing Matt Rhule to Nebraska. It wasn't a slam dunk. It was something where, you know, Rhule had to be convinced that this was the right place for him. So he has a lot of qualities that you look for in an athletic director, and someone who's going to have to appeal to a wide base of fans and supporters. And, you know, that's going to serve him well wherever he works.
Is there anything at all that, other than the fact A&M is a pretty large school with a bunch of money and they're in the SEC, et cetera, they have been trying. It's not like they're afraid to spend money, but they have failed a lot in a lot of things they have tried. Is there anything else that allowed Trev Alberts to walk out the door as far as administration-wise or what's going on at Lincoln?
Yeah, I don't really think it's about money, and I know that sounds like a silly thing to say when you're talking about Texas A&M, because there's, you know, Texas A&M has all of it. They have lots of it, certainly more than what you'll find in Nebraska. But, athletic directors aren't paid like football coaches. And,
no.
You know, Trev Alberts was making – 1.7, set to go up to 2.1 million in 2026. One of the highest paid ADs in the Big Ten, top 10 nationally. If he had gone to Nebraska and this was a money thing, and he felt like he was underpaid, which he wasn't, and he needed more money, he would have got the money. So I don't think A&M outbid Nebraska on this. It will be interesting, you know, if he takes this job and discusses his reasoning, it will be interesting to hear what he has to say about it. And I think that Trev had grown frustrated at Nebraska with some of the leadership, some of the stuff that we talked about. It's not just that the president's job has been vacant for 7 months. Nebraska has had turnover at its chancellor position, which, to get into the weeds on university leadership, the chancellor presides over the campus, the university president provides over a four campus system. But these are the two leadership positions that govern and dictate policy, not just for the athletic department, but for the university system in general, and have a lot of impact on the landscape and the culture around athletics in the state. And there has been a lot of turnover. And in the case of the president's job, it's open right now. So I do think there was some frustration there, and you know, he's working. He has been working on a stadium renovation project. We'll see what happens to that, but you know, it's possible there have been some snags there in some of the fundraising efforts. So, hard to say, you know, all of this is somewhat new to process 24 hours ago. You know, I had no idea that we would be talking about this today. So it's still a new story, but, you know, there's some theories there on what may have led him to want to look around, but nothing that's concrete at this point.
Have you had any indication at where they would look for a replacement, or is it still even too early because he hasn't confirmed he's leaving just yet?
Right. Right. Well, no. And I don't think they've thought about it as a university yet because they're trying to keep him. So, but like with a coach, you can speculate about who the next person might be before the seat is empty. And there's internal possibilities. Certainly John Cook, the four-time national champion volleyball coach, is somebody to look at. And he was mentioned as a candidate. He talked to the Nebraska leadership about this job when it was open the last time in 2021, and Alberts took it. You know, I think you would probably want to look at athletic directors or administrators who have been close to Matt Rhule in his career. I would think that, I would say that the administration at Nebraska, if they're looking for a new athletic director and they think about who the most important people are in the department, will want to get the input of the football coach, of Matt Rhule, if they're out having a search, and perhaps he would have somebody that he would recommend. So, you know, I don't want to speculate too much yet on who that might be because, and I'm not talking about Mac Rhodes. So I don't think that's going to happen. That's not what I'm talking about there. So just to be clear, but, yeah, those would be the places that I would start internally, and then someone who might be connected to the football coach.
Yeah, I like that you clarified that there, Mitch, because we were like, yep, that sounds about like something we might hear. But no, that's good to have that clarification. I mean, like you said, this is all unofficial right now. It certainly feels like it's heading down that way. But prior to this, I mean, just kind of what was the feel and what I think will still be the feel afterwards, no matter who they hire as AD, as far as Matt Rhule and the program and having the young star in Rayola, and just kind of what's the buzz now as spring practices start to get closer?
You know, amazingly, it's been a quiet last couple of months, or at least last month, because in a very unusual turn for Nebraska athletics, the basketball program has been top of mind, and it's going to play, the men and the women are going to play in the NCAA tournament next week. So, you know, that's old hat at Baylor, but it doesn't happen very often at Nebraska that both of those teams are on the big stage at the same time. Just the fourth time in school history, first time in 10 years that the stars have lined up like that. So it's been a little refreshing, I actually have to say, because usually it's 52 weeks a year of football. And we've had a little 3 or 4 week break probably, you know, since the signing class was complete and Matt Rhule's offensive coordinator situation was finalized. He hired Glenn Thomas as a co-offensive coordinator from the Pittsburgh Steelers to work with the quarterbacks. And he'll, of course, be in charge of Dylan Raiola when spring practice starts a week from Sunday. So very quickly, we're going to get back into full-on football mode. And it is an exciting time, and there's a lot of energy and positive momentum after Matt Rhule's first year, even with the 5-7 record. They feel like they made a lot of progress, and the defense was much improved, and they were able to keep Tony White, the defensive coordinator, away from some potential suitors. And, you know, I think he's a future head coach, but Nebraska's got him back for one more year, so at least. So there's excitement there, and you know, everyone's going to want to see Raiola. He, of course, is an early enrollee, the five-star QB signee when spring practice does open later this month.
Mitch, thank you very much. All of a sudden you wake up and there's a story for you, and there's always something, but Trev Alberts, not official. We saw the reports earlier. Mitch has made that clear on a couple of occasions, and we also had that quote from earlier, at least the statement from A&M's Alan Cannon about nothing yet has been given to him.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production. Wait.